You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What are the variety of ways, Jeremy, that people can reach out to the boys?
Well, we do love it when you visit the station website, mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link up top, or we monitor our Facebook all morning. Just search Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
This comes from No Name Please. Let's call her, how about Gwen?
Ooh, Gwendolyn.
Gwen,
all right.
Let me just preface this by saying, once we get into this discussion, I'm going to turn the spotlight on you.
Oh, why?
Because.
What's it about?
Okay, let me just read it.
All right.
Dom and Jeremy, do you think divorce is contagious?
Oh.
She writes, my husband and I are part of a group of four couples that always do things together. We all met through the husbands when they worked together 8 years ago. The funny thing is, none of them work at that company anymore, but we've all stayed really, really close. We've been through good and bad times together. Lots and lots of parties, children born, you name it. Starting to sound familiar, Jeremy? Starting to sound like your little group
sure,
of friends?
Yeah.
She writes, last year, one of the couples got divorced. Now we just found out that another one of the couples separated last week.
Ruh-roh.
And the wife in another of the couples told me she and her husband have been fighting a lot lately.
What?
Gwen writes, my husband and I were talking last night wondering if divorce is contagious. Have you heard that before? No name, please. We're going to call her Gwen. I will say this. The last time I was in that type of pairing of couples was... It was about 20 years ago, and there were three of us couples that were... There used to be four couples, and then one couple got mad at us, and all of us left. But anyway, so there were three, and we did everything together. We went on vacations together. We had all sorts of parties. That's where the epic spoon game of spoons broke the table, that you might remember that whole story, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, then I got divorced, and within a year, another one of the couples got divorced.
Just trickles on down, isn't it? It's a domino effect, kind of.
So is it contagious? And you are in a group of multiple couples that do things together.
We are. I'm trying to think of our main group of friends, all the, you know, mom and dad squad from school, and then our actual neighborhood block where we hang out with 10 different couples on the block, you know, and everybody is happily married all the way around. We don't have one divorced couple in our group of friends, so everybody's going strong.
But I got to stop you there.
What's that?
You don't know.
Well, you don't know what's going on behind.
Yeah. Every time
doors,
we think
right now,
when we say everyone is happily married, that might be the facade that they put on when they go out.
Well, it's working. I mean, because let's say we have a group of 20 couple friends right now. Everybody's married. No divorces. So we are in a group of married couples right now. Now, on the we've also been on the other end of it because just again, our anniversary was a few weeks ago, and we were looking at a couple of our wedding pictures, and we had whatever it was, five people on each side of us standing up for each of us. Everybody's been divorced.
All five.
Everybody.
Well, all 10.
Everybody, yes, that stood up for us at the wedding, divorced.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? So everybody has moved on, remarried, you know, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, nobody at our wedding stayed together, which was really funny. So, but we didn't get sucked into that. After they all started falling off, we didn't get sucked into that. So I've seen both sides. So I don't know if this is necessarily contagious because we've been in it. But yet things are going good now, and we're around a bunch of married people.
Well, I want to say that I know it sounds ridiculous. I sort of believe in the contagion aspect of this, and I'll tell you why. If you've got couples that are really, really tight, and they do everything together, and they talk, and they open up, that sometimes there are couples that stay together. I know the whole thing about staying together for the kids, but there are other people who stay together just for the appearance of it. They don't want to be.
Absolutely.
They
yeah.
don't want to come across as like losers.
We failed.
Yeah, like
the
failures. Yeah. That's a better word for it. We don't want to be failures.
Yep.
And when one couple in a group pulls the plug and gets divorced, it almost tells the other people who have just been hanging in there, well, they did it. So we wouldn't be the only, quote, failures if we did that.
Correct.
And I think it's almost...
I could see that. I mean,
it's
we're
almost
still,
a giving permission kind of thing.
We've laughed about that, that. We're like, you know, we're the last ones standing from our main core group of friends that we had for years and years at our wedding. We're like, we're going to stick it out. You know, we're going to show them. We're going to be the last ones standing. There's actually scientific research that's been done about divorce contagion. This story says it's been explored by scientists.
What they say.
One study found that you are 75% more likely to get divorced if you have a close friend who is also divorced, and you're 147% more likely to split if you have several divorced friends within your social network. So that's several people. You're jumping up to 150% more likely to get divorced. And then on top of that, you can start looking at your family. It says even if you have a divorced brother or a divorced sister, you're 22% more likely to get divorced yourself.
Huh.
So even if it's in the family. And then it goes on to talk about coworkers. Like if you're hanging out with your coworkers a lot and they start splitting up, you have a 50% chance of breaking up because you see your coworkers moving on. And maybe, you know, they're having these divorce parties. Those are a thing and they look like they're so much fun and you're reinventing yourself. And all of a sudden you're single and you're going out to bars and stuff again. And you're like, ooh, that looks like it's kind of fun.
Well, you know, it's worth talking about. That this is the other side of a particular coin. The first side of the coin are the people who get married because they see the glamour of their friends' weddings, and they think, well, we need to get married too because look at their wedding was just so beautiful and they were the center of attention and blah, blah, blah. And then they get married and they realize that married life is much different than what you see in movies and on TV and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And that once the glitz and glamour of the ceremony is over, suddenly there is this weight of real life that presses down and they're not anticipating it. I would say the other side of that coin are the people who are married going through a difficult time and they see, like you talked about, Jeremy, their friends getting married and having these divorce parties and kicking their heels up and they think, oh, we're having trouble. So if we get divorced, my life is going to be glamorous and glorious and wonderful.
I'll go back to that. Yeah.
And they will soon realize, no, it can be dark. It can be heavy.
Lonely.
It can be lonely.
Depressing.
And depressing. And they don't see that at the time. They just think, oh, I'm going to get divorced. I have a divorce party. And then I'm free.
I'm going on vacation.
Right. And I can get out there in the dating world and have a blast. And they get in the dating world and they realize that it often sucks out in the dating world.
Sure, man. You maybe have a good time for a month, but then you're like, oh my God, I got 11 more months to fill here.
Yeah, so the perceptions that we have of both getting married and getting divorced are often bass-ackwards. I mean, they're usually wrong.
Right.
You don't.
Right.
It's not the life you think it's going to be.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So, bottom line, contagious? Yes, no? You say yes?
I think it is.
I honestly think it is, too. I really do think it is. We've just been strong. The force is strong with us. We haven't succumbed to it yet. I think, you know what, part of it too, we have the perfect mix of when it comes to our parents. Like my parents have been married, you know, forever since the 70s. So I see what a strong relationship is and I want that for many, many years. So I'm going to try to do everything I can for my marriage. Whereas on the other hand, Nick Nack comes from a divorced family and there was a lot of struggles, a lot of issues, you know, and she was a young kid and she doesn't want that for our family, so she's going to do everything she can to stick it out for our marriage. So I think that's why we have just meshed, like, perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, time will tell. Time will tell, but so far, knock on wood, buddy. Doing all right. We're doing good. Still a good kisser.